Well, a priest and a rabbi are on the side of the road fishing with a sign posted behind them that states, "Beware, the end is near." A man drives by shaking his fist out the window and yells, "Keep your religious beliefs to yourselves." A moment later, the priest and the rabbi hear a crash, a bang, a boom, and a splash. And the priest turned to the rabbi and said, "I told you, we should have just written, 'Caution, bridge out.'" We should not keep our religious beliefs to ourselves, especially because the gospel is good news. That's what the word gospel means. The good news, the saving news of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the heart of the gospel? It is that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, died for us, for our sins. He opened the gates of heaven, and he rose from the dead on the third day. That is the good news, and we should not keep our religious beliefs to ourselves. We need to share this message with each and every person that we come in contact with, because it's so important that they know that there is a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. It's so important to know this in times of difficulty, in times of suffering, in times of death, when you lose a loved one, a family member, a friend, to know that our Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And if we, as followers of Jesus Christ, follow him, live a good and holy life by his grace, then we can too share in the glory of the Lord's resurrection. So we should not keep that to ourselves. We need to share the message of the gospel, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, but that he rose from the dead on the third day. The resurrection was the Lord's greatest miracle. Out of all the hundreds of miracles or thousands of miracles that the Lord worked during his 33 years walking on the earth in the Holy Land, his greatest miracle was what we celebrate today, his bodily resurrection from the dead. This was the proof of his divinity, and it showed that his claims were true, that he truly was and is the Son of God. And Jesus was not just a person that lived 2,000 years ago, a true historical person who died and who rose, but his life affects each one of us here and now, 2,000 years later. What does the Catechism tell us about the resurrection? It says that Christ rose from the dead, glorious and immortal, on Easter Sunday, the third day after his death. The Lord had predicted his own death and his resurrection. Jesus said to the crowd, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He wasn't referring to the temple of Jerusalem. He was referring to the temple of his body. "Destroy this body, but in 3 days I will raise it up." Before entering into Jerusalem, he said to the apostles that he would be put to death and rise again on the third day. At the Last Supper, Jesus told them, "After I have risen, I will go before you to Galilee." He even told the disciples in the crowd, just as Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the whale, so the Son of Man will spend 3 days in the belly of the earth, but then he will come forth. But the apostles didn't always get it. They often thought that if a movie were made about the apostles, the best title would be Clueless. Okay? Wouldn't that be a great title? Because they were so clueless most of the time. The Lord told them he was going to die. He told them he was going to rise from the dead, but they were still so slow to believe. But though there were those that did believe in the resurrection, and that would be the enemies of Christ. The Bible says that the enemies knew about his prediction of the resurrection. That's why they went to Pontius Pilate with permission to seal the tomb with the Roman seal, and anybody who broke that seal, automatic death penalty. And they even positioned guards to guard the tomb. And what did they say to Pilate? Sir, we have remembered how that deceiver, namely Jesus, said while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Interesting. Even the enemies of Christ knew that Jesus had predicted his own resurrection. So Jesus did rise from the dead on Easter morn. It's a historical fact. St. Paul says that if Christ has not risen, our faith is in vain and we are still in our sins. That's how central, that's how important the resurrection of Jesus Christ is for our life. Well, then the Lord would spend 40 days on earth teaching the apostles, enlightening their minds of how the Lord fulfilled every passage of Scripture from the Old Testament. And the Lord appeared to many, many people. He, of course, would have appeared to his Blessed Mother. The tradition is that the Lord appeared to our Blessed Mother first, early in the morning, because she had suffered so much at the foot of the cross that, as his mother, she certainly should have received the first message of the resurrection. But then he publicly would appear to Mary Magdalene and the other holy women at the sepulcher. He appeared to Simon Peter, the first pope, the head of the apostolic church. He would then appear that afternoon to two disciples on the road to Emmaus, where they would recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And that night, he was back in Jerusalem and appeared to the 10 apostles in the upper room. Judas was no longer there. Thomas was not there, but he appeared to the other 10 apostles. The following week, he appeared again. This time, Thomas was with them. And he even told Thomas, I want to prove to you that I'm risen from the dead. Take your hands and put them into the holes in my hands and in my side and in my feet. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe. And what did Thomas do when he realized it was the risen Lord? He fell to the ground and said, my Lord and my God. And he even proved to the apostles that he was not a ghost. He was not a mirage. He even said, do you have something to eat? It says they gave him some baked fish and he ate it to prove that he was risen from the dead. Now remember, the Lord's glorified body is different than what Lazarus had or the other people that Jesus raised from the dead. See, Lazarus and the son of the widow of Nain and the daughter of Jairus, Jesus raised them from the dead, but they received just their natural life back. They would get sick and they would eventually die again. Whereas Jesus's glorified body was different. Jesus's glorified body was transformed. It could no longer suffer. It could no longer experience any pain. It was glorified. This is the body that, God willing, we all will receive in the resurrection on the last day. In the kingdom of heaven, we will have a glorified body given back to us, which will be perfect, just like the Lord's own resurrected, glorified body. So the Lord proved that he was raised from the dead, glorious and immortal. The Bible says he even appeared to 500 disciples at once. So there are about 9 apparitions of Jesus after the resurrection account. Then the Lord, of course, would ascend into heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. But before he left, he told his apostles, I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. Well, how can that be? Well, the Lord is so smart. The Lord is such a genius. He figured out a way to both be at the right hand of the Father and to be in every Catholic church in the world in the Holy Eucharist, in the Blessed Sacrament. So Jesus is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. That's why we have our tabernacle with the red light to remind us that Jesus is truly present under the appearances of bread and wine. So what is the Holy Eucharist? The Holy Eucharist is Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, his glorified, resurrected body under the appearances of bread and wine. And every time we come to Mass, we have the great privilege of coming into the Lord's presence in the Blessed Sacrament. Remember that Jesus Christ rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, and that was called the first day of the week. And ever since then, for 2,000 years, the Christians have honored the resurrection by attending Mass every Sunday, the first day of the week. So that's why Sunday is a miniature Easter. Every Sunday is a mini Easter. And that's why we come to Mass each and every Sunday. In fact, you spell the word Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y, but for Christians, it's S-O-N-D-A-Y. It's our day, the day of the Son of God, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And so how do we apply the resurrection to our life? It's by participating in Mass every Sunday, by honoring and celebrating the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, the day of the resurrection. So every time we come to Mass, it is a miniature Easter. And we get that great privilege of receiving Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. It is truly the same Jesus that was born in Bethlehem, that died on the cross in Jerusalem, that rose from the dead on Easter morn. That same Jesus we have here in the Blessed Sacrament. So that is the good news. We should not keep our faith to ourselves. Don't keep your religious beliefs to yourself, but share this good news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and he has not left us abandoned. He is with us in our Catholic faith. He's with us in the most blessed sacrament of the altar.